On the 200th anniversary of the publication of Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, Rochester's Blackfriars Theater presents a show whose title character is based very loosely on Shelley's notion of a human built from parts stitched together in a laboratory. The classic story of a man destroyed by his own creation. The Rocky Horror Show opens Friday and runs through November 11th at Blackfriars. We have with us Danny Hoskins, Artistic and Managing Director of Blackfriars, and Ed Popel, who is one of Rochester's best-known drag queens. As Mrs. Kasha Davis, he stars as Dr. Frankenfurter. Danny, you first. What was your first experience with the Rocky Horror Show, or perhaps the film following Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Well, first, that was a really serious introduction for the Rocky Horror Show. Wow, that was heavy. I loved it.
We should add a meatloaf in here.
We should, yeah, and a little bit of meatloaf. My first introduction was when I was in high school, the movie theater that was in Pittsford, where the Rack Women's Center is now. It used to be a movie theater, and I remember going with a bunch of friends to see the Rocky Horror Show, and I'd never been. They had, and they were like, "You gotta come see this." This, you know, they kind of tried to explain it to me, and I got there, and I was overwhelmed. The costumes, all the people shouting at the screen, people throwing stuff, all the props that they had, and I was totally out of my element, but also totally loved it. And that's really my first experience with the Rocky Horror Show.
And Ed, your first experience?
Well, you know, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I remember also in the high school kind of age, we saw that it was playing, and my mother was like, "Oh no, Eddie, you can't go see that. That's for the freaks. That's not your kind of thing." And of course, I needed to see what was this all about. And of course, high school friends would go, and we'd sneak out late. I think it was the midnight showing, you know, that you would be able to see it in Scranton. So it was the, you know, thing that you were not supposed to do.
So after 45 years, does the Rocky Horror Picture Show hold up as theater?
Well, let me tell you something. I think what I love most about working with Blackfriars Theater and Danny Hoskins is that they'll take something and put it a bit on its side, and you're going to get what you expect, but there's going to be some playfulness there, and there's going to be some more. What I'm discovering some really amazing things about family in this story, because essentially, you know, there's this family that's created that he's really building for himself. These people are all his groupies, and so it's, you know, this is his designated family. So I'm finding that to be something that is a unique discovery.
What kind of family is this?
Well, you know, the way that I look at it, it is so much in my life in the gay world. It's the family that you create, a group of friends that get, you know, put together, and they have this structure of family that that works for Frankenfurter.
Danny, any updates for the 21st century?
We're taking this a little differently. Like Ed has said, you'll see the classic story, the iconic characters, but we're looking at it through kind of a punk rock, steampunk lens. And also looking in the 1970s, seeing a man in drag was taboo. It was something that you didn't see, and some of the fetishes that they were putting on stage in the 70s when it originated was of that time as a fetish. And of course, now drag is popular. Drag is all over the place. So we looked at what about today speaks to the taboo, translates to the taboo of the 70s. So there is some updating as far as gender fluidity, as far as we're using some bondage, some punk rock costume elements, and some design elements. So we are trying to look at it using the same tone and theme that it presented in the 70s, but how does that theme translate to what's going on now? So there is a lot of gender fluidity in the costumes and in the designs.
The show is a campy version of science fiction and B-movies. So how does that work alongside serious issues, say the movement for equal rights for LGBTQ people in our society?
You know, I think oftentimes any type of serious matter can be addressed through laughter, through us looking at it in different a different lens, a different perspective, and with theater and sometimes some comedy, and you can look at things in that way. I think that this story just holds true again because there's so much love there for one another, and people just, you know, walking in the door and suddenly embraced into the family.
Most importantly, the showings of the film are known for extreme audience and participation, ranging from questions shouted at the screen to objects such as toasts thrown during a toast. Does that happen in a theater version?
Some of it does. So we've asked the audiences not to throw anything, not to squirt anything, but definitely come dressed up as your favorite character. Definitely come ready to shout the callbacks. It's all in the timing with those callbacks. We had a group helping us through rehearsals, shouting out callbacks during the show, during rehearsals, and it's fabulous to hear. And definitely get up and dance and sing along. But the only thing we kind of put a no on or a kibosh on is throwing things at the live actors.
Okay. Danny, thank you.
Thank you.
Rocky Horror Show opens Friday through November 11th at Blackfriars Theater.